Okay, the way today's daf is daf Samach Beis. We're holding the final line of Samach Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara begins, Omer Rav Nachman. You'll recall yesterday, the Gemara concluded after a very interesting discussion back and forth. Remember, we have the 24 Oifois Temeois. Of the 24, 20 of them have, how many Simonim? Three Simonim.
Three Simonim.
One Oirev has two Simon. The Peres for Aznia, each one have one Simon. And finally, the Nesher has no Simon.
No Simon.
So therefore, we concluded the Gemara yesterday that we learned from Nesher that for an Oif to be Tohar, it only has to have one Kusher Simon. One Kusher Simon. So if you have an Oif that comes in front of you and you don't know whether or not it's kosher, and you look at it and you say, hey, it has one kosher simen. So you say to yourself, it's probably kosher. You're right, it probably is kosher, but you're not allowed to eat from it unless you know for a fact that it's not a peres or an osnia or from the mishpucha or from the min of the peres osnia. Because just the fact that it has one simen, Malutov, maybe that is the Peres Bosnia Beshtait in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat. So therefore says Rav Nachman, Hoyevaki Behen Ubishmoisehen. Behen is referring to the Peres Bosnia. You know Peres Bosnia by heart, Alumini Peres Bosnia developed. And not only that, you also know Bishmoisehen. Bishmoisehen says Rashi, you even know all the Oifois which are called Peres the Osnia, even though they don't normally fit the pattern and structure of a Peres the Osnia. But people call it Peres the Osnia. Then what's the din? If you're a Baki Behen Ubishmoisein, Oif Haba Besimen Echad is to it. Because what do you have to worry about? You have to worry about that maybe it's a Peres. Maybe it's an Osnia. I know every Peres the Osnia of the belt. This Oif that I'm holding on to is not a Peres and is not an Osnia and it has only one Simen, therefore I know for sure that it's Tur, it's Kusha. However, Loi Hoyevaki Ben Bishmoisein, advice the Torah says you're not allowed to eat a Peres Bosnia, but he doesn't really know what a Peres Bosnia looks like. And then he gets in his hand an Oif Habob the Simen Echad, then it's Tameh. Not that it's really Tameh, it might very well be it's Kusha. But for this individual that doesn't know what a Peres Bosnia looks like, and he doesn't even know the names of other Oifis that bear the name Peres Bosnia, and maybe this is Taka Peres Bosnia, and therefore it's Tameh.
I don't understand. Rabbi Shmoisein, why do you care if you call it Peres
Bosnia? Very good question. So Rabbi Moshe Chaim says, why do I care if there's an Oif that has the name Peres Bosnia? After all, either it is a Peres Bosnia or it's not a Peres Bosnia. What difference does it make that has a Shem Peres Bosnia? So Rashi asks this question. And Rashi says, I'm Choshish Shem Minoy. If you look at the Rashi, we'll start from the top of the Rashi. So you book him ahead. The Peres Bosnia. First of all, he knew all the Peres Bosnias of the Ganze Welt. He knows exactly what they look like, every single iota. And the idea mi Chorui Peres Bosnia. And he also knows about other Oifois that have the name Peres Bosnia. Zuk the Gemura, Oif Zuk Rashi, Oif Habu Besimen Echad Tohor, you're allowed to eat it. He sees the bird that he just caught in his hand. It does not look like a Peres Bosnia. The Ein Shemoi Peres Bosnia. It also doesn't have the name Peres Bosnia. Abel Im Shemoi Peres, Buzuk Rashi, Chayshinon, Shema Minoihi. Even though Bederach Klal, you ask a person, what's the name of this bird? It's a Peres. Is this from the Peres family? No. How did it get the name Peres? I don't know. It has the name Peres. If it has the name Peres, Chayshin and Shem Amino,
even his Bukhi Ben,
a distant relative, it's a third cousin, one, three, more. The Masa, it's a Peres Bosnia.
It's the Shimon that's the power of the Tamil, it's the mean.
Very So therefore, that's regabe one siman.
Yeah.
Now, continuing on the third line, what happens if you have a oif haba b'shnei simanim? An oif comes in front of you that has two simanim. What are the simanim? We went through all the simanim already yesterday at length, but let's do a quick review.
Yeah.
It has a zefek, it has an etzba yaseira, kurkabonai niklaf, and also we know that it's not doiris ba'oicha. So you have now in front of you an oish that comes a shneis with two simanim. Now remember, we had yesterday that the achbar has two simanim, and it's a tamei dika earth. So now we have the same cheshbon as before. You have now an oif haba, the shnei simanim, it's tahor, vehu sheyakir oirei. But he has to be able to know what an oirei looks like. Because maybe the bird that he has in his hand, that two simanim, he says, I'm a machmir. I make sure not to just eat an oif with one kosher simanim. I make sure to eat it with two kosher simanim. Mazel tov. But the Maisa, this might be an oirei, which is
right.
More doesn't say.
Oh.
We don't even know any of them.
Maybe it's a mishpucha to the oif.
We're not up to it yet. In the meantime, says Bushiaka oirei, he has to be able to recognize, is it an oirei or not an oirei? Even an oirei, some say it's a raven, some say it's a crow, some say those are the same. Ich weiß. But anyway, Bushiaka oirei, he has to be able to recognize an oirei. And if he recognizes that what he is holding in his hand has two simanim and is not an oirev, then it's two, and then he's allowed to go and eat it. Frey Timura, notice that in the Reisha, we said it wasn't enough that he knows what a Peres Bosnia is, but he also knows all the birds that have a name, Peres Bosnia, and therefore I'm Choyshish Shema Minayim. By the oirev, he only talked about an oirev. Frey Timura, oirev is too light. What about maybe the cousins and mishpuch of the oirev? But Tanya, we have a brisa. Shnaitim pusik. Eis kol oirev l'minoi. Dar shadimura. Oirev, the oirev. Good. What do we learn from l'minoi? Reb Leza oimer lohodi es hazarzir. This comes to include the zarzir. Now pusik, zarzir is not a mishpuch of the oirev, but the zarzir lives among the Arvim. How do we know that it lives among the Arvim? So Rashi brings a famous Gemara in Bava Kama, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Leza Oimer, Loi al chinam zarzir oilech eitzel oirev, el metnei shehu minoi. The reason why the zarzir lives among the Arvim, it doesn't look like an oirev, it doesn't smell like an oirev, in fact, it has a different
symmetry.
Exactly, meaning its chaverim are the ardim. So therefore, the Gemara uses this as an expression. It's a little bit of a negative expression to talk about a shuchen ra. If you go and see a zarzir, why is the zarzir among the ardim? We know that the ardim are oifos tameyos. It's all an oif tomei, and moreover, the Gemara says Tzeitzachos is from the same mishpucha. Now, for those of you that are wondering what's the definition of a zarzir, so I have over here with me the art scroll. What is it called in English? Do you know in English based on that? Okay. So in the art scroll it says it's a starling. What's a starling? A perching bird with black, glossy plumage. And this zarzir, just like the oirev, only has two kosher siman. So therefore, Zuchtach Reb Lezer, that extra liminoi comes to include not only the oirev, but also the zarzir. Omer Lezer Reb Lezer, the Tanakhama.
You saw this bird again.
I'm sorry?
We
do not. The Gemara did not share that with us.
They'll be able to discuss it to you before. And we left the money, so the price hands off us. But really, this should be the price.
You see, the Orvim, I guess you define that with the Orvim, but what was the Shimon Orvim? But other ways, it's possible for people that you could have a Doris Baal
Brother Shai, we're going to talk about that shortly. In the meantime, the Chachamim argue with Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer said that the Minoi, by the Oyrev, comes to include the Zayt. So what did the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim did not mention that. So apparently they disagree. Amrulay the Reb Lezer, they said to Reb Lezer, Valei Anshei Kvar Tamarta Shebihida. The Anshei Kvar Tamarta Behida, Hayu Oichlin Oysan, they ate Zarzir. You came to Anshei Kvar Tamarta, they made a big chasana, and then the main course was Zarzir Fleisch. Hayu Oichlin Oysan, why? Nishiyeshlan Zepik. Because it had the Zepik, which is, of course, one of the Simanim.
One of the four.
Together with a second. So if we only have one Simon, we wouldn't be talking about its similarity to an Oyrim. It had a Zepik together with another Simon. Why is the Gemara telling us this? Says Rashi, because Zepik is not one of the two Simanim of Oyrim. And therefore, I would have thought, the Zarzim Nishkan Oyrev, the Oyrev Nishka Zarzim, look, the Simonim are different. Says Reb Lezer, I respectfully disagree with you. The fact that the Zarzim Dreitzach is always in the company of Oyrev, he's a Mishukam in the Oyrev, even if he has different Simonim. See, look at the Rashi about 10 lines to the top. Meshiyesh Leisefek. The Ein Zemi Oyzish Nei Simonim Sheba Oyrev. That's not one of the Simonim. That's why the Anshei Kvar Tamarta says you can eat Zarzir's Gishmak, it's delicious.
But you just said oil, if you don't know which the Simonim are. How do you know? How do Rashi
eat? The Gemara knows, Rashi does. The Komokin Engle Elishnai. It does not have the same Simonim that Oyrev has, because Oyrev has no Zephik. This Zarzir has a Zephik, and it has another Simon. Which other Simon? Kvaisnish, maybe Kokorbanai Nikla, maybe in Dorit Vaoichel, maybe Etzva Yaseira. It has another Simon. So in Basay Lechori, they're right. These other Chachamim, the Yidin from Anshei Kvar Tamarta, Lechori, they're right. Reb Lezer is wrong. It's not Mishpucha. Right. Says Rashi, Reb Lezer, Neishir Rogel Lishkin Emu Orvin Machzikoi. What's the next word? Machzikoi.
Min.
It's in our Gemara. It says Mimenu, but Dagus Etzionim says Machzikin Miminoi. It has different Simonim, Rabbi. But since the Zarzir Dreitzach by the Oyrev, like Yimura says in Bavakam, it's not for naught that the Zarzir is always in the company of Oyrev. I don't know, Shemina, it's part of that name. So therefore, we have a machloikis between the Chachomim and Reb Lezer when it says, it's called Oyrev Leminoi, does it include a Zarzir? But we're not finished yet. So they told them that the Anshei Kvar Tamarta, they would eat it. Om Lehen. Reb Lezer was not impressed, and he told them, I would not want to be online together with them, because they're all going to get petched for eating a non-kosher bird.
I don't like a
Dovrache, the same Gemura again, but instead of talking about the starling, the Zarzir, we're going to talk about the Snunis. Dovrache Leminoi. Leminoi was a mistake. Leminoi. Lahavi snunis lebanah. It comes to include the white snunis. This is a white snunis. Again, the article says it's a swallow. Not the swallow that you swallow something down, but the name of the bird is called a swallow. And it has the name white swallow, and we'll see why it's called white in another couple of minutes.
It's optimal.
It's also tummy. That according to Reb Lezer. Only Reb Lezer holds that. That the Leminoi comes to include the snunis lebanah. Give Reb Lezer. They told him, "V'halei Anshi Galil who Elioi, when they make Arba Mitzvah or a Chasana, Oichlin Oisai." You know why? The Neishi Karkabonai Nikla, because it has a Karbonai Nikla, and that's not one of the two of the Simunim that the Oyrev has. So I guess by process of elimination, which does the Oyrev have? It's got to be that it has the Etzva Yaseira, and it's got to be that it's Ein Adoris V'Oichel. And therefore, each one of them, the Snunis, has two Simonim, just like the Oyrev, but it's a different Simon. It's Karbonai Nikla. I don't know what the second one is, because there got to be two of them. And same thing is, the Zarzir has two Simonim, but one of them is a Zephik, and that is not the Simon of the Oyrev.
What's a Nikla?
Nikla means that it's easily removable.
That's the
that
Simon.
That membrane comes off easily. So now, when Reb Lezer heard that, he was not at all convinced, And Fakert, he said, Af heina sidu litin is adin. Just like the Anshi Kvar Tamarta, yeah. The Anshi Galila Elyon, were eating these dreifa, oifois, nobody. Af heina sidu litin is adin. Zoki mora ela, oi, period. So now, what's the Gemara's kasha? We started off with Rav Nachman, and the Gemara said, first the Gave, the case of the Peres Ba'oznia, one simon, you have to be booky, behind we should say it. But the Gave, the Oirev, when you have a bird that comes to you in front with two simonim, we said, Vushiyakir Oirev. And the Gemara asked in the fourth line, Oirev Vesuloi, only the Oirev. Don't you have to worry about Leminoi? Any other birds that have the same name or the same shape or the same form or the same dreitzach by oirev? Why are we talking about the oirev? And for the more you're right. When I said oirev, I meant oirev b'chol min oirev. The oirev, anything that would be part of the mishpucha of the oirev. And that part of the mishpucha, according to Rabbanan, means that it has to have the same features and the same simonim, that you know clearly this is for the oirev mishpucha. And Rabbi Leizer says no. As long as you see that they are two simon and the dryanzach, that they find themselves next to the oirev, in all likelihood there are the men oirev, even though they have different simonim than the oirev.
Mechumba?
Yes, Rabbi. Mechumba? What's your question? I hear what you're asking. According to Reb Lezer, that's why the Torah added the word leminoi, to go and stress that there are other, because after all, if you go through the 24 oifis, it doesn't say by each oif. There's a duchifas leminoi, there's a perisla leminoi, there's osnia leminoi. It doesn't say, here by the oif it says leminoi. That leminoi says, Reb Lezer, that's for Adrusha, to come to tell you that even though there are oifis that don't look exactly the spitting image of the oirei, in fact, they are different in various simonim. Nevertheless, if you happen to be constantly with the company of oirev, you can assume it's a cousin, a third cousin, a mechitin, a brida, whatever. It's part of the oirev family. This lentman from the limit. Reb Lezer is a das yochin. We're going to soon see in the Gemara how we paskin. Okay. So he answered the kasha when he said at the beginning, Rav Nachman said, make sure for Shiyakir Oirev, he meant Oirev v'chol min Oirev. Omer Amena, Hilchasa, what's halucha l'maisa? Oif haba b'simen echad, if you have an oif that comes in front of you with just one simen, you can assume it's tahar, that you can go and eat it. The Gemara is going to ask momentarily, 1 second, you're telling me it has simen echad as tor, maybe it's a peres, maybe it's an osnia. The Gemara is going to ask that question in another two lines. Don't be noivis the baisa. But in the meantime, the Gemara continues on and says, Ameme behu to loy doris. It has to be that this oif that has the simen echad, make sure it's not the doris. Why do you have to make sure that it's not doris? Because we learned back in a Mishnah a couple of days ago that any oif which is doiris v'oichel by definition is an oif tameh. The gabe an oif tohoir, it has to have four simon. The three simonim of the etzbi yaseida, the zekef and the not the zekef, but the
zefek.
Thank you. And the kukabani niklaf. But in addition to that, it has to make sure that it's not doiris v'oichel. But any oif that comes in front of you that it is doiris v'oichel, automatically it's branded tameh. Even if that is the only simon, if it's doiris v'oichel, it is tameh.
Even if it has any.
Even if it has all the other wonderful simonim, if it's doiris v'oichel, it's tameh. Now the only question is, based on what we're just saying now, l'choira, now you have to have two simonim. Mechitin, based on what you're saying, Hilchasa oif above a simen echad, means simen echad, which has a zefek, or it has a karban in nikla, is tuar, the hidalai duris. But make sure it's not duris, and therefore it has two simanas, it's not just one simen. Twice he's saying
one siman echot.
By definition, has two simanim because it's number one. Whatever the zefik, the korgaman ishraf, the extra etzba yisaida, and lulei doris. It's already two simanim. So this is not my kasha. This is the kasha down below of the toitzus. Lulei doris. See the second toitzus in the bottom. Skip the first few words. The kasha. See on the second line of the toitzus. Amai tohar. He's saying it's tohar because it has one siman. And make sure, presumably, that it's not a Erev Peres Bosnia, like the Gemara is going to say momentarily. Am I to Shem Oyrevu? That it's an Oyrev Shiyeshli, Shnei Simoni Tahara. What are the two Simoni Tahara? Number one, it has Simon Echad, Raichi Zefe, Korgamon Niklef, whatever. And Ulay Doris, the Shrim Tzvai Simon. So why are we even talking about Peres Bosnia? We should be talking about the Oyrev. But Oy, the Masha, do you have a Peres Bosnia? Shchichi B'Yishuv, Am Nesafkibahu. Okay, we're going to get to that shortly. Anyway, Miralisa's choice is the Hu Delay Doris Kleimer, but Oysa Simon Echad, Haina de Aina Doris. In other words, don't learn the Gemara that there are two Simon. Back to the Gemara. Hilchasa Oifa Boba Simon Echad Tor. What Simon? Zefek, Kurgabana Nikrev, and the Hu Delay Doris? No, no, says Toysis. Hameimer is saying that this is the Simon Echad. Hilchasa Oifa Boba Simon Echad Tor. What is that simen echad tahar? Kolin, v'hu d'lay daris, that it's not doiris. Because if it's doiris, by definition, it's oif tamay. But if it has that one sin, it doesn't have a zephyr. It doesn't have kirkabani nikah. It doesn't have etzvi seir. But it's not doiris v'oichel, it's kusher. Yeah, but maybe that's the peris vaznia. Imar is going to ask that kash in a moment. Omli rav ashulam meymar, hod rav nachmin ma'ay. Wasn't with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, we started today's Gemara, Umar Rav Nachman, that if you want to eat an oif haba b'sim and echad, you have to be baki v'hen ubish moiseya.
Correct.
However, Amemi didn't mention that. No. Amemi said, hilchus oif haba b'sim and echad b'sor. Why doesn't he add, you have to be baki in the Peres Vosnia and Shmoiseya? And for the Gemara, Amar le loy shemiyali. Kalayim aloy svirali. I'm not, you know, Yevinish Maskel. But for the Gemara, who's in the Peres Vosnia? See, he tells you, my Ika, Mishim Peres Vosnia, you annoy this. I just found the bird. I have it in my hand. I counted up all of the Simon. Can't see the Zephyr and the Korkabani Niklef when it's still alive. But what you can do is, you can check it. And I see, Baruch Hashem, it has one Kusha Simon, and therefore I'm eating it.
Which Kusha Simon?
It makes no difference. Of the Shver. Maybe it's a Peres Vosnia, like Rav Nachman said on top. Says the Gemara, we're talking about, I found it here, B'Yishuv. I didn't find it in the Midbar. Uh-huh. I didn't find it in the forest.
Domestic.
I found it, domesticated usually means that it's living in somebody's house.
B'Yishuv.
But here it's talking about B'Yishuv. I walk down the street, and I find over there a bird. I ask the bird, do you belong to anybody? No. So I know for sure that it's Hefker. I take the bird, I shecht it, and it has one Kusha Simen. Wonderful. Well, maybe it's a Peres Vosnia. Can't be a Peres Vosnia. Peres Vosnia I find in Africa. I find in the North Pole, the South Pole, in Asia.
Populated.
In Gita Plets. But Yishev, you don't find.
Populated.
So therefore, Amemi really is not arguing with Rav Nachman. He's saying, I agree with Rav Nachman, that if you happen to be in the Midbar, you're traveling
in Sahara,
in the Sahara, in Tunisia, in Tanzania, wherever you travel, and now you find a bird with one simen, you better know what a Peres Vosnia look like and what their simunim are, etc. Otherwise, you're not going to eat it. But if I happen to be here in New York, in Brooklyn, in Yerushalayim, in Miami, or wherever, where it's a yishuv, then I don't have to worry about Peres Vosnia. But I have to make sure that it has at least one kosher simen. Oh, and this has one kosher simen. Like the tzitzis, make sure that the kosher simon that you're talking about is the simon of Einoi Doiris V'Oir. Because if you're going to go and find, it has Baruch Hashem, a Gebaldi Gezefek, and it's Kirkabani Nikla, and that's what you say. But if Doiris V'Oir, it's going to be right. So therefore, the simon Echa that we're talking about is, says Doiris V'Hu, the Loi Doiris, and it's not Doiris. Okay, Nushti Gumar, Amr of Yehuda. Oif ha-misare. Oif ha-misare means that it scratches a lot and causes, therefore, wounds. It has to show them it scratches. Toitish.
It cuts it himself herself?
Others. Kusha letaris mitzvayda. That is a kosher bird for taris mitzvayda. Now, what do we mean by taris mitzvayda? As you know, when a mitzvayda goes And the Kohen tells him, Baruch Hashem, nirpa nega hatzaras min hatzaruah. The first thing he has to do is take shtei tzipoyrim chayis tahoyros, the eitz eretz, ushmi tahoyros, the ezoi. He has to go and shech one of the two of these oifais tahoyros. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, this is not a carbon.
Yeah.
This is not a malikah. You shech b'shochat as a tzipur echaz, and then you send away the second one. The second one you have to go and first go and dip into the blood and the mayim chayim together with the ezev shnitalos, and then you let that shilach as a tzipur achaya al panei hasoda. And you let the second one go free. Now the Torah doesn't tell us what the identity of these tzipurim are. Maybe it's tzipurim of b'nei yoina. Maybe it's another type of bird. It just says tzipurim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the oif ha-mesaret is kushal l'taras v'tzayra, because this is chayos tahoyros. Tahoyros means that it's a kosher oif. Mm-hmm. What is the identity of the oif ha-mesaret? That's zui sanoinis levana shenech l'kubora b'leizeh v'chachomim. Just a minute ago, we had a machloikis, what leminoi means by the oirev. Reb Lezer holds that the oirev, not only the oirev is aser, but also the dover acher, the snunis levona is aser. The chacham disagreed, because the chacham said, no, I was at a chasana yesterday by the Anshe Galila Elyon, and what Ali Gigesim, everybody ate from the snunis levona, and they said it's delicious. Well, why is it kosher? Neshekar Karbani Nikla. They saw that it had one of the kosher shimanim. So you see that there's a machloikis between Reb Lezer and the chachamim. And how is Rabbi Yehuda paskening like? He's paskening like the Chachamim and not like Rabbi Lezer. Because according to Rabbi Lezer, this is an oif tome. Chulila to use this to mitzayim in the Torah. So therefore it's a machloikis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we pasken like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Lezer. So it has to be a kosher bird. Okay, so look, Gemara, so this is in fact the machloikis of Leizer. Anybody who asks you in the street, what is an oif ha-mesarek, tell them it's a snunis levana. Can I go and use it for taras metzoira? It's a machloikis. The chomim say yes, because it's a kosher bird. The Leizer says you cannot, because it's a non-kosher bird. Now the Gemara is going to constrain, limit the machloikis. Not all snunises are created the same way. Omra Meimah, the chivra kreisa kuli amulei pligi dishari. Chivra, as you all know, means white. Kreisa is the keres, means the belly.
Yeah.
Truth of the matter is that when you're talking about oifis, the term keres is not really that appropriate, because keres is one of the four stomachs that a behaima has, right? The keres, the hemsis, the kreisis, and the keva. When you're talking about a bird, you're only talking about the zefek and the korkibat. But nevertheless, kreisa apparently, in a broad sense, is referring to the belly. And the belly doesn't have to be the stomach, a belly. And therefore, that appropriate, apparently, that you can use even for a bird. Okay, so now if the bird has a white belly, kuli yamalei pligi l'shai, that's a vada mutter, even according to Reb Lezer. Keep a ligi with machloikis, but the eroika kreisa, if it has a yellow or green belly. Whenever you see the word yoroik throughout Shas, it's always a shaila whether you're talking about yellow or green. To make sure that it means green, it says yoroik yakarsi. But if it just says yoroik, it could mean yellow, could mean green. Okay, anyway.
Yorakroikis, as the yorakroikis, I said.
So was she green or was she yellow?
Green.
You have to build from the oil of Matoidam at the Mayavis.
Very, very green.
Anyway, keep a ligi with the yorakroikis, if it was yellow or green. Reb Lezer also, Reb Lezer said, this is the oirev that I was talking about. In other words, the oirev leminoi, which is a prey for bird. Reb Anacher, Reb Lezer said, no, this is a kusha bird, that's the one that they ate in the wedding hall there in Anshe Galila Elk. Okay, the Hilchasa, and what's the halacha like? The Hilchasa, Kereb Lezer. The halacha is like Kereb Lezer, that it's Asur. And some of the boys, Meimar is arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said a moment ago, Oif HaMesaret, which is a snunis levona, is kosher letaras mitzayra. That's the one that was a machloikas to play the chum. But I, Rabbi Yehuda, hold like the chum, that it's kosher. Meimar says, one second, my friend. First of all, it depends what the snunis that you're talking about. Where is the snunis that we're talking about? Keep ligi vidi yeroike kar. That's the machloikas. Snunis levona, machloikas to play the chum, and the luck is like the blazer, and therefore holds a meimar that the snunis levona is asur. Don't even think about using it for taras metzora because it's not a kosher bird. It's not a tzipor chaya toy. That is the first version of a meimar. Marzutra masni hochi. Marzutra had a different girsa. The pumfaker. Remember, according to a meimar, chivra kreisa kuliyama moida. It's mutter. The machlokes is the yeroike kreisa. Erzut nein faker. The yeroike kreisa kuliyama lichliga di aser. If it's yeroike kreisa, even the chacham agree that that's a oirev leminoi. Nobody. Keep leaving. With machlokes with a chivra kreisa when it has a white belly. There a blazer, aser, a blazer says, no, you're not allowed to eat it. The blazer, that's a blazer on top. Oirev leminoi, snunis levana, trey, aser. Rabban and Shur Rabban hold that it's mutter. The Ilchasan, the Allah is like the Rabbanon, that it's mutter. Oh, so according to this Marzutra or a Meimar, if Marzutra is saying, I'll leave it a Meimar, then he holds Saka like Rabbi Huda, who said at the outset that the Snunis Levana is kosher letaris mitzvah. Now we're saying, what's the definition of the Snunis Levana? That's Chivra Kreisa, Machlik Zerblaiz Rabbanon, and he says, Allah Akir Rabbanon, Lachir Rabbanon, then it's mutter. So, first Lashon, we have a machloikis taka, Rabbi Yehuda and Amen. But in the second Lashon, everybody agrees, we pass like the Rabbanan and not like the Blazer, and you can use this Nunes Rabbanan, but make sure it has Chivra Kreisa. Hechos like Rabbanan Bishar. Great Dimar, Bishlaman Diyama B'Chivra Kreisa Pligi. If you're going to tell me that the machloikis is the Chivra Kreisa, like the second Lashon, like we just concluded, Haina Diktani, that's why we said at the outset when we were discussing Leminoi Dover Acher, what did Reb Lezer say? Leminoi comes to include this Nunis Levana. Why? Because Nunis Levana, what does Levana mean?
White.
White. What is Chivra Kreisa? What is
white.
Chivra?
White.
So it's as clear as black and white, we're talking about this Nunis Levana is Chivra Kreisa. And that's where the machloikis is between Rabbanan and Reb Lezer. If you're telling me that the machloik is like the first lashon, that was the lashon of Ameimar, that the machloik is when it has a yellow or a green kreisa. So my solution is Levana. Why we call this Nunis Levana? We should be calling it Nunis Yeroika, Nish Nunis Levana. As I frank the Gemara. So Gemara lafuki debati the ochmesi, that the term Nunis Levana, you're right, it really is not precise. Because the Snunis Levana, according to the first Lashon, when they're having a machloikis, it's talking about that the Kreisa is Yeroika. But the reason why we call Levana is to exclude a third type of Snunis. That's a Snunis Debati. Bati means that people raise them and they hide in the corners of the houses. If you look at Rashi, about two lines lower than where we are in the Gemara, to track Lafuki Debati, Hagdelois, Vahadorois, Bekirois, Habatim.
The Koirois.
They go and live and they hide. I don't know that these are domesticated. It could be that these are wild and they decide to come into.
Correct.
Some people in the country, yeah. They have to worry about in their rooms or the attics. They have squirrels. Sometimes they have beavers.
Yeah.
I didn't invite them in. Forget it. I put a big sign, no trespassing.
Yeah.
All squirrels and beavers are out. But they don't listen. Well, either that or they don't know English. Anyway, the point is that these snunises that we were talking about, which the Gemara is going to describe momentarily, which are all black, these are the ones that are hiding in the koirais and the tirais and the beams of the ceiling or in the walls. These are troublemakers. Ah, Zuki Mora, the reason why we refer to the snunis that has the yellow or green belly, we said snunis levana, that comes to exclude, but not the labunish chayra, those snunis levana, the chayra, the uchmesi, the black eyes, they are totally disqualified according to everybody. Don't even think of using them for purposes of Taras Mitzvah. Okay, from here, Abayisai, to the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to refer to all different types of birds, and each time the Gemara is going to tell us, is it a kosher bird, is it a not kosher bird? Some of them, there's English translation, some of them, we don't have the foggiest idea what those birds are, as we'll see Mitzvah. So, Amar Achba, Amar Rav Yehuda, the Tosil is Tosil Mishem Toirin, the Kosher Mishum B'nei Yoyin. What is a Tosil? So, I have over here, once again, my an English translation, Tosil, Zuktedu 25, the Tosil, I don't even know if he gives an answer, a description. He just says Tosil. Tassel Possel Mishim Toyrin, the Kashim Shim Nayoina, 25, the Zuklidu, Toyrin. It's just a pigeon. Okay, it doesn't describe. Okay, Rabbi Huda teaches here that the Tassel is a type of pigeon. Very good. Shkoyach, Brother Shai. Do you remember when. Sorry?
Pigeon.
Rashi says it's a type of dog.
Oh, we're going to talk about that momentarily. Thank you. As you all know, for bringing a carbon oif in the base of Migdush, you cannot bring a chicken, you cannot bring a duck, you cannot bring a goose. The only thing you can bring is toirim or b'nei yoyin. You remember back on Daf Chav Beis, the Mishnah said, notice that every time the Torah says toirim, it never says b'nei toirim. Every time the Torah says b'nei yoyin, it doesn't say yoyin. And therefore the Gemara said, if you come across toirim, which are too young, they are disqualified. You cannot use them. You got to wait until they get old. Faker, if you find a yoina which is too old, it's disqualified because it's not b'nei yoina. Now, what's the difference between toirim and b'nei yoina in terms of age? Imor doesn't say anything about age. It says mishiyativu. That means you have to look at the feathers that are arum. They are surrounding the neck area, around the tzavar, and you see whether they are yellowish, goldish in color, and then you'll know that if it was previously a young toir, until that point, it had the mushel, a white neck. When you start to see, it starts getting a yellow neck. Until now, you couldn't use the toir. Now that the yellow neck, now you can go and use it. Now it's old enough. And forget the gabi the b'nei yoina, that as long as it was still regular white, you can go and use it. When it's starting to turn yellow, you can't use it anymore. So now, Tosil is related to these two families. Apparently, the Toirim B'nei Yoina, in fancy English, they call the Toirim turtle doves, and B'nei Yoina, they call them young pigeons. Apparently, however, they are related some way. Now, the Tosil, the question is a Tosil a toir? Or is it a ben yoina? So you're asking me, what difference does it make? You can always bring it for a carbon because either it's toir or ben yoina. It depends whether it's old or it's young. If it happens to be that already has this yellow around the neck, then you know, it's toirim. Kusha, bring it for a carbon. But if it's ben yoina, it's already too old. Shine see out, you can't bring it for a carbon. So that's what our Gemara is now addressing. Amrach Amr Yehuda. Tosil, which is amin yoina, you're 100%. But does it have the status of toirim, or does it have the status of b'nei yoina? So drachba amr of Yehuda tassel pasul mishum toirim. In fact, it has the status of toirim. I'm sorry, it's pasul mishum toirim, the kosher mishum b'nei yoina. Meaning that if it happens to be nice and young, you can go and bring it for b'nei yoina. However, you cannot bring it, but toirim is toirim. So you're saying to yourself, okay, fine, so I'll bring the toirim b'nei yoina. What happens if a person made a neder, I'm going to go and bring a korban a oif, and I'm going to bring a davka min ha toirin, and I bring my tosil. No, it's not a toirin, it's b'nei yoina, and make sure that it's the proper age, that it happens to be young, and therefore I can bring it as a b'nei yoina. If it's already too old, mishias evil, then it's already too old, it's possible. Now, that's the tosil. On the other hand, the tatzifi. Now, what a tatzifi? Rashi says the last line, min toirin, it's a type of toirin, or toirin shel rochba, says Rashi, kach shemon, that's their name. The rochba, when you talk about, for instance, In other Masechtas, Rachba usually refers to a plaza, to a like a Times Square, a big area in the middle of the streets, a Rachba, it's a breiter Platz. So Toyrin Shurachba, the art scroll defines as the plaza Toyrin. Then what's the status of them? Shreini Mishim Toyrin. These are Taka Toyrin. After all, Rashi said, Atzifia Min Toyrin. And they, Toyrin Shurachba, are about the Toyrin, because that's why they're called Toyrin. They're not Toyrin on 47th Street, or 89th Street, or 91st Street, but they are the plaza Toyrin. So therefore, you can bring it, the Toyrin is Toyrin. But make sure, therefore, it has to be older around the neck. It's already Mishatib. So Mishabene Yoina, however, you cannot bring the Bnei Yoina because these are really Toyrim and not Bnei Yoina.
His name was Rachba.
Oh, very good. My Mechitna Ramoy Sharis, who's learning with us, brings to our attention that his name, Omer Rachba. And he talks about the Hilchos Toyrim Shor Rachba. Very good. Continuing on. Zuki Morvai, Temusa Rabdani Bar Rav Ktina, Kolo Oifois. What is this all about? Last week we read in the parsha about the Pora Duma, and one of the halukh of the Pora Duma is make sure that you never did oil. And the Gemara learns from that, it's not really Gemara, it's Mishnayis in Masechtas Pora, that you didn't do any malacha whatsoever with the ash or with the water of the mechatos that you're using for mixing with the ash and sprinkling. So it says that what happens if any oif were to go and scoop down and drink some of the mechatos, that passes the mechatos. Why does it pass the mechatos? Rashi says two reasons. Reason number one is because nas is behen malucha. We're not talking about the water that was consumed by the oif. I'm not going to use that for poradima water. Yeah. It's already drunk. However, the fact that the remaining water, and we're going to see in the Gemara momentarily, that the other animals, not the other, the other oifois, used to drool a little bit and leave some of their mashka behind. And they certainly left some of the mashka that was there in the pot or in the basin behind, meaning they would go down, scoop it up with their lower part of their mouth, and it would overflow from that mouth. So that's considered to be nas ben malucha, that they were already extracted from the basin, went into the oif's mouth. The mouth, then the oif spit it back. Oh, so I have a problem of nas ben malucha. That's problem number one. And then Rashi is going to bring another reason, because whatever the oif spits back is kiroit ba'alma, and therefore it's not ra'ui to be mayim chayim el keli that you're supposed to mix together with the ash of the pots of the paradu. So all oifis have the same problem. They're poison mechat. Chutz min ayoin. You know why? Ayoin is moitzetes. Moitzetes means it sucks it up as opposed to going and grabbing the water. If you look at the Rashi, Moitzitzu meki, skip to the second line. Shar oifis ain't moitzitzin, they don't suck. L'she'avin, they go and scoop up the water b'chartum hatachten, with the lower part of their beak. Their beak has the upper part, the smaller, and the lower part. So they go and take it into that chartum. Since they have now taken water out, some of the water is going to spill back. It's like Matzah Shabbos by Abdullah. It's going to go over the side of their chartum. So some of it's going to go back. And therefore, Rashi says it has a problem of either Isra Malacha, that you've used this water already, or Al-Zroik Ba'alma. We're going to see about that a little bit more in a moment. However, the Yoina is a very, very nice dove. And that's why people speak so nicely about the dove. Dove is a symbol of peace. Why? Mishum Etzetzes. It sucks it up. It doesn't grab it in a chartum. Whatever it sucks up, it drinks. Finished. Whatever leaves behind, it leaves behind. So therefore, the rest of the water is kusher meichat. Then isvrei digemura, didn't you just say a moment ago that the tassel is also a form of yoina? Then isa listening chitz mi yoina vetusel. Let us say that all oif is possible meichatus, with the exception of yoina and also the tassel, because you said tassel is a form of yoina. Oy bazoi, why don't we say chitz mi yoina vetusel? Amrav Zayda, they are very similar, but they're not the same. Zemoitzitz umeki, zemoitzitz vi einay meki. It's not true. Both the yoin and the tassel, they go down to the water, they suck it up, 100%. However, the yoin does a much cleaner job. It just sucks it up, skaitavek, goes and takes a napkin to go wipe off its mouth, and it's done. However, the tassel, unfortunately, not only does it suck, but when it finishes sucking, whatever is remaining, it kind of spits out or dribbles out into the water. And that's why, right, as she says, it's right ba'alma or inami mishim maluch. So that's why Taka, not only all the other oifites, but even the tassel, tassels and mechatas. The oin is the only one that does. Right, Umr Yehuda. Now we're going to get to a whole bunch of names, which are going to be kind of strange names. Umr Yehuda, Hani Kufshoi, Kufshoni. If you have, Baruch Hashem, two hands and two fingers, you might want to keep your one hand on the Rashi, because we're going to refer to definitions from time to time. So Umr Yehuda, Hani Kufshoni Tzutzioni. Rashi says, Kufshoni is Toidin B'loshen Aram. So when you see the word Kufshoni, think of Toidin, because it's the same thing. It's just in Aramaic, they call Toidin Kufshoni. Tzutzioni says Rashi Hashem Mekoyim. They come from a place of Tzutzi or Tzutzion, and that's how they got the name Tzutzion. These are Kshedim Lagabi Mizbeach, and the Hainain Toidin Shirach, but that's the Toidin Shirach, but we spoke about on the Amud Aleph, the Plaza Toidin. So those are Kusha Toidin. No problem, you can use them, Bismigdish, for a cart. We have the term Ezoid. Now Ezoid is used a number of times in the Torah, but in particular we're talking about the Ezoid that we laid back in Parshas Lukas, that you take that for the Sreifa Sapara. If you have the Torah Ora Sholem, the Lokach HaKoyin, Eitz, Erez, the Ezoid Shnit HaLoz, the Yishlich, El Toich Sreifa Sapara. Fine. So one of the ingredients is Ezoid. Dr. Breiser, Ezoid, V'loi Ezoid, as some say Yovan, and some say Ezov Yoin. It makes no difference. The point is that this is not just Ezov, it's Ezov B'Shem Levi. Shem Levi means it has a nickname to it, a Tzugit Shepherd's name. It's not just Ezov, Ezov Yovan. V'loi Ezov Kochli. Kochli is usually means that it's blue. V'loi Ezov Roimi. It's not Roman Ezov. V'loi Midbari. It's not the desert Ezov. If the Ezev is accompanied from the Lashon of the Malave, it's accompanied by another name, a nickname, forget about it. It's possible. With that being the case, Frey Timara, since the Toidim, the Kufshani Tzutzioni, have a second name to them, it's not just Kufshani Toidim, it's a Tzutzioni Toidim. So why don't you say it's like the Roman Ezev? And we should go and say that it's possible because it has a Shem Levi.
Mechatesim. Woman letter, no? It's woman's letter.
What's it do by Ezev Roimi? Can you use it, yes or no?
No.
No. So why are you allowed to go and use it? Kufshani Tzutzioni? That's the word.
One is a Hoif and one is a Yerokes. I don't know.
What's it? Ezev and Torim are different, there's no question. Ezev, as you say, is moss. Yes. It's grass, it's vegetation, maskin. Okay. But we see from this braisa that when it says in the Torah Avart, unless the Torah gives you more explanation, it's correct. Only that and nothing else. That being the case,
the original.
It has to be Dafke Ezev, and not Ezev Yuvan, and not Ezev Kochel, and not Ezev Roimi. Why don't you say the same thing with Gabi the Torah? They cannot be Tzutzioni. Amar Abai. So Abai gives, we're going to have two terutzim. Abai's Torah says, Kosh Nishdan, Ishmoi, Koidim Matan Torah, Vikpi, the Torah Ulav, Yesh Loi Shem Levoi, is possible. Finally, Nishdan, Ishmoi, Koidim Matan Torah. What he's saying is, when the Rabbi Nishlom gave the Torah, Parshas Chukas, and it says in the Torah, Ezoid, at that time, were there other types of Ezoid? Yes, there were 100 different types of Ezoid. Besides the regular Ezoid, you had Ezoid Yovan, and you had the Ezoid Roimi, and you had the Ezoid Kochli, and they were up. By the fact that the Torah says, Ezoiv, there's a hakpada, only Ezoiv and not all of those that have a Shem Levi. Because those other Shemis were in existence. If you went into the vegetation store, you wanted to go and buy different types of grass, because you have a brand new lawn, you just moved in, and you want to go and plant it, and you come into the boss, the manager of the store, I'd like to buy Ezoiv. Mister, what type of Ezoiv? Do you want Ezoiv Yovan? Do you have Ezoiv Karkli? Have Ezoiv Raimi? Do you have Midbari? I didn't know that there's so many different types of Ezoid. Well, there are. What do you want? The Torah already at that time, all of these were in existence. And the Torah only said Ezoid. So we learn from that, Eizei Menishmit Hashem Levoi. However, when you're talking about the Torah, in the times of the Torah, all Torah were the same. They didn't have, when you went to the bird store, oh, do you want to have black Torah, or green Torah, or yellow, or white, or tzitziani?
Yeah.
There was only one type of Torah. So therefore, Zot Yimara, since there was no Shinoi, Koydim Matan Torah, there was only one type of Torah. You went to the Torah store, there was only one Torah.
Correct.
So therefore, the Torah didn't say, only these Torah and not other Torah, because there were no other non
Torah.
So therefore, Han Linishtanuk, Shimon, Koydim Matan Torah. I, later, after Matan Torah, then there's no Hakpada, the Torah didn't address that post-Matan Torah, only addressed what was present at that time.
What's a nishtanu? What's the touch nishtanu?
Nishtanu means a change. A change that until now we only had Torah, and now you can go and buy green Torah, and blue Torah, and yellow Torah, and white Torah. That was not in the time of the Torah. You only had one type, and therefore was no shinui shem.
Shinui shem.
After. Zogdi mori yetz vaita. Rav Omar, I have a better type. Hani kufshiani, kufshani, tzutziani, ba'asrayu stama karilohu. Rav says there was no such thing as Kufshani Tzutziani in the city of Tzutzian. In Tzutzian, when you came in, there was only one type of Torah. These were the Tzutzian Torah, but they didn't call it Tzutzian Torah,
right,
because these were local. If you happen to live in New York, if you happen to live in Eretz Yisrael, if you live in California, and you wanted to go and buy Torah, they said, oh, we have a special shipment of the Tzutziani Kufshani.
Right, right.
How are they any different than the other Torah? No difference, but that's, they're a little bit cheaper, a little bit more expensive because
yeah,
they come
yeah, okay.
FedEx or whatever it was, but it really was not different than any other Torah, but they gave it that name. And the raya that it was not different than all the others is because the Tzutzion, they didn't call it the Tzutzion Kufshan. So apparently by the Azov, if you lived in Rome and you went to the Azov store, you could go and buy Roman Azov, and you can buy the blue Azov, and you can go and buy... They had a selection, but one of them was talking called Roman Azov. Mister, I'm in Rome. Why are you calling it Roman? No, no, Roman Azov is a different type of Azov. It has a longer blechlech, a longer leaves, shorter leaves. You water it three times a week instead of two times a week. But by the Kushani Tzion, were the same Torah as anywhere else. It's just that they came from Tzutzion. Good. Amr of Yehuda, Hani Karzi de Bechilfi Shari. Lewis Mein Karzi says Rashi Chagovim. Chagovim are grasshoppers. Or heishriken in Yiddish. So if you have grasshoppers, the bay chilfi, chilfi means that live in the marshes, in the rushes, where you have a lot of reeds and stuff like that. Those type of grasshoppers, chari, those you're allowed to eat. Presumably,
from what aspect
about eating? Why are you allowed to eat it? Because it has a kushri simanim. Even though our Gemara doesn't go into it, you remember the Mishnah two, 3 days ago, went to the Simon that has to have two karsulim, that has to have 4 feet, and then has to have four kanfis, has to be kanfis, choif and esruba. Anyway, these were kosher chagav. A chagav you're allowed to eat as long as it has the Simon chagav. So you don't have to trust me. You can go back to the Mishnah. We had this Mishnah back. Nun tes umid aleph. Look at the Mishnah, Gun Tesan Aleph, straight in the Mishnah, halfway down the Mishnah, right?
Yes.
Ubechagovim. By grasshoppers. Arber Galayim, 4 feet. Arber Kanafayim, 4 wings. The Kartzula means those jumping legs. It has to have two Kartzulas. Look enough of Kaifan is ruled by, it's Kushe V'yushin. The Yossi said it has to have another requirement, it has to be called Chodav. The people refer, oh, due to the Chodav. If you don't refer to it as Chodav, then maybe it's not the kosher species of grasshopper. As people know, we're gonna still have a discussion about
like a duck.
We just brought in because of different names. We're gonna get into this in greater detail in the next couple of letters. But in the meantime, says Rabbi Yehuda, we had this Rabbi Yehuda a moment ago that was talking about the fourth line, Kufshani Tzutziani. So that was birds. So now we're getting off a little bit on a tangent. Now we're talking about Chagach. He says, Hani Karzi Bechilfi. If you have Chagovim, grasshoppers that live in the marshes, in the reeds, in the rushes, sure. However, the Bekarbi, what are the Karbi? Says Rashi, Kruv. If they live in a cabbage patch, Usir, those are not kosher Chagov.
He lives in a cabbage?
In the cabbage patch. In other words, it jumps around in the cabbage patch. Omer, Vina, Umalkin, and Elayah. Don't think this is Abdirabunai. This is Arthur. Mishim sheretz hu oif. What's that? Sheretz oif. If Uzi said the chol sheretz oif, tami yilechem. This chogav, which does not have the kosher siman, and lives in the cabbage patches, it is a sheretz oif, and you get malchus for eating it. So don't go and think that all karbi are created the same. When you go to the karzi, which means the chagavim store, the grasshopper store, if there's a sign, these are the beichilfi, go and buy a few chagavim. If it says the beikarvi, chas v'sholom, those are awesome. The Yom Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says vayta, tzarda shori, barda is awesome. If this means tzarda and barda, Rashi doesn't even give a definition, he just says tzarda and barda. So if you find an oif by the name tzarda, mutter. An oif by the name barda is awesome. The simoner, how are you going to remember the difference between tzarda and barda? The simon is bar minei, which means the word bar, barda, split it up into two words. Bar means that it's prohibited. That's like endrosin, like the Mora talks about going and sending it out. Send it out of the smedish, send it out of your home. Don't even think about eating it. Duh, this one. There, Heberman over here. So barda means bar minei. Don't even think of taking from the bar. You have to eat the tzarda, but not the bar. What about the marda? Marda is a suffix. That I'm not sure whether that's kosher or not. We'll see shortly what the suffix is. But in the meantime, don't think Mard is the only guy. We got seven more. Umravasi. Shmoinus Vaikisei. They're among the birds. You have eight birds which we don't know. The Chacham didn't know. Kusha Tanish. What are the eight? Chuba, Chuga, Suga, Harnuga, Tushlami, and Armarda. Kuchilna, Ubarnafta. Eight altogether. Count it up. They're eight. So Marda is one of the eight. With a suffix, kushana. Pretty well, what's the suffix? Maisvikai. I'll tell you. Oif oistahoyrin, we said one of the simonim is korkabanon niklaf. Utameyin, ain't korkabanon niklaf. Right? That's one of the simonim. Now, what means niklaf? You asked niklaf before that you can take easily off the membrane on the pipik. The Gemara is going to define in a moment what means easily. You can take it off with your fingers. Take your fingernails and pull it a little bit, and presto, the clipper, the membrane comes off very easily. So if the korkabon and niklaf, tour, and korkabon and niklaf is tumah. Vahani, and these eight guys, the chuga, the suga, the harnuga, and all these chevra, hani korkabon and niklaf, but only this akina, it's a struggle. Uh-huh. You gotta go and take a knife and pull and push and them and that. Kaitnish azoy
life. So why is it the suffix? Should be vada?
No, so the question is, since I know from our Mishnah that Kerkobon and Niklat is a simon of an oif kusher, oif tuar, the question is, what type of Niklat? Uh-huh. Easily Niklat?
Easy
or even a mutchitzach that you have to take off the membrane? Frank Dimara, why is it a suffix? By he bar avza. What's a bar avza? Yeah. Bar avza is a kachka. It's a duck. And avza is a gans. It's a goose. Bar avza is a duck. They have a big marshmallow that was in the Homa marshmallow and the Smedish marshmallow. They have a komiklef korkabone. They tried and they struggled to take off the klipa, the membrane for the korkabone. Now, we're talking about if you're a duck. Is duck a kosher oif? Yes. Of course it's kosher.
Course.
And what's a gimuchit to take off this korkabon? The oisvi b'shimsha, they said, you know what? It's going to be a hot day today. Let's take it out in the shemesh. Don't yourself go out in the shemesh because you can get chas v'sholom sunstroke or heat stroke, whatever. But put out the korkabon in the shemesha. And guess what? The kivin, the rafi, after a short time, it became nice and soft. And Iklif, they were able to take it off. One, two, three. Oh, Zaymandach, that when you have difficult membranes, it's still kosher. Here was difficult, but karangalik in the shemesh and burcha shemesh and yigani. So the chori, the same thing should apply to these eight oifas, as long as you can take it off with a
should be kosher.
Should be kosher. Everyone, hasan kirafi. When it got soft, it could be other. Lemaisi, were able to talk with your fingers. You didn't have to go and take a meat cleaver or a knife. Oh, even when it gets off, then make him a sakina. And that's why it's a sufik, whether it's kosher or not. Tarnagoyl the agma. If you find a tarnagoyl, normally it's a rooster. What's the din of a rooster? It's kosher. It's a chicken. But if it's agma, if it lives in the marshes, chad mishmoines vekasi. Behind the marda, this is the marda. The Gemara writes it with a vuv. Velachori, it's the same as the mardu with an aleph that we had a moment ago. One of the shmoin esrekis, whether you're allowed to eat it or not. Amra papa, tarnegoyla di agma asira. I agree with you. What we just said, tarnegoyla agma, is taka usa. But the tarnegolta di agma, ooh, that's lechoyra, the female version. Lav dafka, sometimes it could be there was a species, a name of bird which called tarnegoyla, and the other one was called tarnegolta. So it's not crystal clear from our Gemara with this doctor male and female. It's probably unlikely that the Tarnagol should be Osir and the Tarnagol that the Agma is Sharia. But nevertheless, you say Mishpucha. Of Skondach Zayn, that the Tarnagol with the Agma, the male version, maybe Saka, very hard to take off the Korka when you need a Saka. And by the females, it's the Chalaichta. The women are usually softer barriers, and therefore they are not all. But many. Anyway, so Tarnagol to Sharia came the Laichta. Remember, it says Kusha. The Simon Echad today, come to remember. Amoini v'loi amoinis. Of course, amoini v'loi amoinis has nothing to do with birth. But just like you find by amoini, you're not allowed to marry an amoini. You're allowed to marry amoinis. I shall give me eskab lech l'mayim. Derech shel ish to go and be moitzi lech l'mayim. Ain't derech shel isha because isha both be the bas melech penimla. Exactly, so amoinis is mitzvah. So just like we find that the male version is usher, female is mutri lada luvi bekul. Same thing as the tarnagoyla is usher, the tarnagolta is mitzvah. Ashayinasim. Right.
Okay.
Now we just got finished saying the tarnagolta, the agma, is mitzvah. Durish mamreimer. Tarnagolta, the agma, is usher. Not like we just said it's mutter. Forget about amoini v'le amoinis. It's usher. Why? Because you are the doors of the achla, because we just saw that the targonis and agma was going and being doidus for oicha, which of course is a simen tarfis, a simen of a not tarfis, it's a simen of an oich tameh. Behind the gerusa has another name to it. It's also called gerusa. So those tunishes. So, but a moment ago you said that it's kusha, and now you're saying it's what's going on over here. So we have a very important Rashi over here. To look at the Rashi, Chazyua the Doris of Achla. It's about one line, two lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. So it's Rashi. Ru'u Chachamim should the rest is Vayichelis. Eventually, initially, the Chachamim said it has Kusha Simunim. It's Kusha Megas. After that, they saw, oh, it's Doris Vayichel. And remember, we said on the Omer Aleph, even if it has Aleph Gitta Simunim, it's Doris Vayichel. It's Aser. But initially, they didn't know about the Doris Vayichel. Over time, they saw, they're trying to go to the mindset that's as a softy, as a female. Oh, it's the rest of the Zuk Rashi, Vaini Gerusa, the Marine, the Kaman, Mitch, we're going to have enough Kiftes, that Gerusa, Shulon, fine. Listen, the Kavish, the Tama, Kitama, good. Now, Zuk Rashi,
Kitama,
now we're going to talk about Umi Toych, She'ein, Uni Baki, and Behem. Today, we are not familiar. Nearly, says Rashi. The oif habala fenenu yeshloi mar shem yidreis. Even if you see that it has all the other simanim, it's not azefe, metakor kabane niklaf, alzas givaldik, but maybe shem yidreis. Just like the chacham in the times of Chazal, they initially said mutalach, mutalach, and then they realized, oh no, it's a dirty oichel, metunish, shem yidreis, yeshloi mar shem yidreis. The haftar nekol to the agma, he masiki betohira, uli achaz man ru'ushin deresis. Says Rashi, halukha lamais. Shulchan Aruch, the Ein Oif Nechalanu Elabim Esoyres, Oif Shemosru Lanu Abiseinu Betar, Shloi Mosru Lanu Yesh Lochish. The only oifes you're allowed to eat today are those that have a Mesoyre to them. What is that Mesoyre? But Kazem by Inzretatis and Inzretzaitis, but the Eltazaitis, and then he ate from it. Then you can go and eat from it. If you don't have a Mesoyre, Shulmanishas. A Mesoyre Yesh Lanu this book, which can lie in tradition. I'm like, come on, we're going to have later on, Mirchim tomorrow, Shoytor and Nechal bim Mesoyres. If you have Mesoyra, Kem Esen, without it, you cannot.
So Mesoyra is lifted.
About 10 years ago, 15 years ago, they got together in Yerushalayim. What did they get together? They said that by Unz Ashkenazim, we only have a few that we have in Mesoyra, the chicken with the ducks, with the geese, and Yesh Omim Turkey, Machloik is in Mesoyra. Good. But that's basically it. Then you have another bird or two. And the Taimina had certain birds that they had the Mesoyra. And the Libyans had certain Mesoyra. and the Eden from Persia for both the late Old Time Messiah.
The Ethiopians that
end up saying. I don't know if you can lie in their Messiah, because the Ethiopians are Ethiopians. Anyway, the bottom line is, they decided we want the Messiah to continue, because since all the Moroccans and the Taimina, and they all moved to Eretz Yisrael, and these birds are not so Matsu in Eretz Yisrael, in another generation, the only Messiah we'll have will be the Kachkim and the Gans, the ducks and the chickens and the geese, nothing else. So they made us a special Mesiba, and they brought here some Taimini Yidden and Libyan Jews and even from Morocco, etc., etc. And they brought along, now we're not just talking about Stama Yid, an elderly Yid that remembered Nochfin Nahaim, and especially if he was a Shaykhit, and he said, yeah, we used to shech these all the time. And they came out altogether, I believe, 13 different types of bird. They said that we have the Masaira, and therefore you can go and eat it. The Maisa, whether or not we can rely on the Yemenite Masaira, and whether the Moroccans can rely on the Yemenite, is Maisa mission. Kenzine, the Yemenites can only rely on their Masaira, and we cannot rely. You have to ask the Poskim Yerushalayim what they did after that Suda, but that was the intent of that Suda, to preserve the Masaira for future generations. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Amrav Umarav, Shover Andrachta is Shori, Pizer Andrachta is Osir. Those are the names of birds. As Rashi, Shover Andrachta, Zoika Eis in the bird, Pirith, also those are the names of two different types of birds. So the Shover Andrachta, that was Mutter, that was good. The Pizer Andrachta was Osir. No good. Simonech, how are you going to remember which Andrachta is Kusha, which one is not? Piruz Rishia. What means Piruz Rishia? Says Rashi, by Yom Mehain. In the times of Rav, there was a famous or infamous Rusha whose name was Piruz. See, four lines from the bottom of Rashi. Piruz Rishia. Shem Adam Shem Muxik Rashi Beinem. Everybody knew that Piruz is a pirate, is a Piruz. Oh, if you wanted to go and curse someone, you say, I did this to a Rusha just like Piruz. So therefore, if you have the Piruz and Rav, that's a simon that it's awesome. Om Rav Huna. Bunya is short. Harva is awesome. The Simanech Parvu Amgoisha. What's Parvu Amgoisha? So Rashi reminds us that from the Sechta's Yuma, where it says that one of the Lishkois in the Beis Hamidrash was called Lishkas Beis Parva. And the Gemara has a machloikis, why was it called Beis Parva? And one of the right reasons is, says the Gemara, because it was constructed by an Amgusha. Amgusha is someone who engages in sorcery, which of course is awesome. But that was this guy's name. He was Parva Amgusha. The Gemara asks over there, how do you give a name of a Lishka in the name of a Rusha? So Gemara says that he was originally a Tzaddik, but he basically became a Rusha. He was originally a Rusha, and afterwards he became a Baal Shiva. Okay, let's see more of the second.
Was
up there?
Yes. He was trying to see the Avoda in the flag for him, and he was caught and executed, and it was called, it was on the border between the Chel and the Kodesh. And that's the source, I think, why we say something's Parva.
Very good.
I like it.
Well, the good news is, Mitch, we're going to soon get back to Masechtas Yuma, and we'll see all about
the
basic
parva.
You should move to the west side. You'll hear Barry every day. You'll be amazed at the amount of knowledge and wisdom that he has. Right, Omra Popper. Mardu Zogid Ba'ochel. Says Rashi, that's the name of the bird. It has a three-word name. Mardu Zogid Ba'ochel. That's the name of the bird. That's short. Just make me an ask. The bird that's called Mardu Zogid Ba'ochel, that's also, that you're not allowed to eat. Now, notice, both of them are called Mardu, and the difference is Zogid in Aramaic means to stand up. Zogid means to go and bow down. Zoktimara, even though it has nothing to do with standing up and bowing down, don't eat the marda sagit, the ochel bird, because it's called sagit, not because, but that's a simon. Remember, it's a bowing bird, so to speak. Therefore, on the Shmuel, you have a bird by the name of Shasi Chamra. That's the wine drinker. I don't know that bird drinks wine, but that was the name of the bird, the Shasi Chamra, the wine drinker. That's a see. That's awesome. This is to remember, right? A koyin who was a Shasi Yayin, the called koyin who was drank wine, but you to go and do avoid the mismikdish is possible. So also the Shasi Chamra is possible in terms of it's an oiftume, it's not an oiftume. That's a simple. Mazga Chamra Asir. I agree with you. What we just said now, no, actually before we talked about Hishas Yechamra. Now we're talking about the Mazga. Mazga Chamra literally means to go and mix, to dilute the wine by mixing it with water, Lamusha. That's Usa. That, the wine distiller or mixer, that's that Oif is awesome. But the Bas Mazga Chamra, that's Shat Shai. That's already Mutter. Even though they're the same name, this is called Mazga and this is called Bas Mazga. The Mar says the Simon is Yofer Koyecha Ben, or in this case, Yofer Koyecha Bas, Koyecha Av, because the Av itself, the Mazga Chamra, who's of the Bas,
is
a wonderful day to be continuing to meet him tomorrow.